Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
That strange sight is a blue sky. How about that? The worst is over, we hope.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
11 minutes after 8 o'clock, time for our entertainment roundup, and we will update the weather and the traffic conditions here in 5 minutes. Dean, did you get out of your house this morning?
Yes, I did. barely. Even though the snow was shoveled before I went to bed last night, you know, I shoveled, so I'll be prepared in the morning. And when I woke up this morning, it didn't even look like I did one thing because it snowed like crazy all night long. But I was just outside. I was doing, you know, my TV segments. They sent me outside for no particular reason, just because that's what they do with people on TV when it snows outside. You just go outside. Outside, even though there's no reason to. So I did my entertainment reports outside. And, you know, the snowdrifts are huge. And it's cold, but it's not ridiculous cold. Like, I think it was colder yesterday.
Well, no, we're just used to 20 below zero wind chill factors.
We've just gotten used to it. Okay. Also, when I was outside, there were some little bunny rabbits. There's a little family of bunny rabbits living outside WGN. And I want to take them some food or some, you know, something. I don't know what bunny do bunny rabbits like burritos? Because that's all we have in our vending machine right now.
That's a report from 2501 West Bunny Place.
Yeah.
You know what? Yesterday, when I finally got home and midday traffic was horrible, it took me 2 hours to get home from downtown. It's usually like a 25-minute trip. So Marianne says to me, well, with the forecast being what it is, maybe you should go downtown and just stay in a hotel. And I said, I'm not driving back downtown again now. I can't deal with that, but maybe I should have. Anyway, let's get to a couple of entertainment headlines here. First, Oprah got a big scoop, didn't
she? Yes, yes. The Queen is going to be interviewing the Duke and Duchess, and I don't mean Elizabeth. Oprah Winfrey is confirmed that she will be interviewing Prince Harry and Meghan Markle for a primetime special that's going to be on the air on Sunday, March the 7th. It's going to be first a conversation with Meghan, and then they're going to bring Prince Harry in. I think this is going to be like the newlywed game, where she asks her a lot of questions, and then they bring the husband in to see if they match to win a washer-dryer or, you know, something really nice. But, yeah, that's Oprah has been longtime friends of the then-royal family. She was at Harry and Meghan's wedding in May of 2018 at Windsor Castle, and now she's actually their neighbors. They recently moved to Montecito, California, where Oprah has a modest residence there as well. So, you know, it's going to be just neighbors chatting over the fence.
That's all. Yeah. And that's on CBS?
It's going to be on CBS, right.
There's a new star of season two of Bridgerton, which everybody but me is watching.
Yeah, this is Netflix's most popular show right now. It is, you know, the period romance that for season two will add a female lead character, Kate Sharma, who will be the love interest of Anthony Bridgerton. That Anthony Bridgerton just can't keep the ladies off of him.
I guess.
Simone Ashley is the actress's name. She's previously known for the Netflix series Sex Education. And for those of you familiar with the Bridgerton books, her Kate Sharma character in the books is known as Kate Sheffield. So they're going to start filming all of that in the spring in London. And, you know, you got a good snow day today. You're stuck inside. This is, you know, a good day to binge on some Bridgerton, I guess.
I'm sure a lot of people will be doing that. Dionne Warwick has always been a favorite of mine. And now we're going to see a series based on her life. Is this going to be a streaming deal?
Yeah, it's going to be streaming and possibly on one of the streaming platforms. They haven't announced that yet. But Dionne Warwick yesterday said in an interview that there is going to be a series about her life, deservedly so. She's had an amazing career, an amazing life. And in this series, the singer Teyana Taylor would star as Dionne Warwick. On Twitter last December, Dionne said that she would be interested in something like this. Netflix saw it, and although they have not signed the dotted line on this yet, it seems like they're very, very close to it. All of this at a time when Dionne has been named as a nominee to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But, I mean, think of all the hits. I mean, she's a multi-Grammy Award winner, number one. But, you know, Do You Know the Way to San Jose and
Walk On By.
Walk On By, and That's What Friends Are For, and Heartbreaker. I mean, there's just decade after decade after decade of hits. So I think it's going to be an interesting series.
Dean Richards with today's Celebrity Allergic Reaction.
You know, when I hear allergic reaction, I thought, you know, somebody got their COVID shot and had a reaction, but that's not at all what this is. It's Chrissy Teigen, who loves posting pictures of herself on social media, but apparently she was eating an orange. And, you know, some people will peel an orange before eating it. Apparently, she bit into the orange, skin and all. And I have to admit, sometimes I do that just to, you know, to break the skin so I can start peeling it. So maybe that's what she's done. But when I do it, I wash the fruit first because I figure there's all kinds of cooties on it and pesticides and who knows what. Apparently, she did not do that. And she says that she bit into the skin of a suspicious orange, possible pesticides on the outside, and posted a picture of her face, her lips swole up, her cheeks, her eyes. It all went down. That she took some antihistamines, and they all went down, and she's okay. But, you know, don't be like Christy Brinkley. Be careful if you're going to be doing anything like that.
Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. Mm-hmm. It was like yesterday when I was doing Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber. The day after she has this reaction, she posted pictures of herself post-surgery after she had breast implants removed. So she's just been busy with her photographs on her Instagram page, showing off everything.
I guess people were suspicious. They thought, oh, now she's had some plastic surgery.
Face work done, yeah.
But not the case.
Yeah, who knows?
Those deadly oranges, got to be careful. I guess I should know who Alison Hannigan is. Is that her name?
Yeah, Allison.
Allison Hannigan.
Allison Hannigan.
I don't know the name, but I guess she's a familiar face.
If you saw her on How I Met Your Mother, she was the only, you know, everybody was single on the show except her and the Jason Segel character. She was a very regular, very memorable character on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was in the original American Pie movies. Had a very famous scene, which I'm going to play a little of for you in a second. She's one of the actors in a brand new Disney Plus movie that's called Flora and Ulysses, a story about a little girl who rescues a squirrel who turns out to have superpowers. So it's a true story, obviously. But Allison Hannigan plays the mom in this series. So we did a little Zoom chat, talked about the movie, but I also was curious which of her very famous roles that she's had on TV in the movies that people ask her most often about. What are the projects that people talk to you about most often, ask you about most often?
I would say definitely Buffy and How I Met Your Mother. I guess it sort of depends who I'm talking to. And for a while, it was just always Buffy. But then I'd say halfway through How I Met Your Mother, it started predominantly being that show. And depending on my location or who I'm talking to, I can sort of guess, like, okay, this is going to be a Buffy crowd. This will be the I Met Your Mother crowd. And then if I'm at a mall, it'll be American Pie.
And one time at band camp, we all lost our music and we were supposed to play this song.
The original American Pie movie, which, believe it or not, is over 20 years old now. It's from 1999. Mm. But she was in all the American Pie movies and has had quite a career, and now is playing moms on Disney Plus.
And finally, we have the update on The Rock and what his plans are.
This is very interesting. The Rock's new TV series, the TV show that he's behind, at least anyway, and is producing, premieres tonight on CBS. And he is the series is called Young Rock, and the premise of the TV show is that young Dwayne Johnson is running for president in the year 2032, and in each episode he looks back on when he was a little kid, a little Rock. So it sounds like it's going to be interesting, and he certainly is beloved by everybody. But somebody asked him, you know, if he would be open for really running for president, which during the last election cycle, he said that he would definitely think about it, that he's got some ideas and that he would think about it. And somebody asked him if he still would be open for really running for president. And he said that he would consider a presidential run if that's what the people wanted. He says he's been a registered independent, although he did support President Biden during the last election. But, hey, that would be interesting, right? Have an actor run for and become president.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah, all, right from the Oval Office.
Dean, this just in, due to snow and the storm, your Punchki delivery has been delayed. Look for it by Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, this is killing me. It's tough that people can't get through streets and, you know, everything's closed today. But the real tragedy of today is the lack of Punchkis that are, you know, delivered to TV and radio stations everywhere. It's just not happening today. And I completely understand why, but it's just a very, very sad tragedy when your TV and radio people cannot be fed free pastries.
You know what? We were hearing a lot very early this morning. People who work at bakeries were just trying to get in to work. It's a big day for them.
Sure. I mean, people have been ordering dozens and dozens and dozens of Punchkis, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's a tradition. And, you know, these bakers were trying to get to work early this morning to fulfill all the orders that they had. So this Punchki tragedy of 2021 is one that historians will be talking about for decades.
Why can't we get the helicopters up for the Punchki deliveries? I mean, seriously.
Have they never heard of drones? Right.
Well, this Tuesday won't be as fat as most are. All right, Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.